With Colorado Public Radio News, I'm Bob Laffley. The town of Breckenridge kicked off the holiday season last Saturday with its second annual Race of the Santas. Colorado Public Radio's David Fender was there and brings back this audio postcard.
A day dedicated to the start of the Christmas season in the resort town is very unseasonal, with temperatures in the 40s and no snow to speak of on the ground. Still, as Christmas carolers sing on Main Street, a few hundred Santas of all shapes and sizes line up to sign in for the event.
My Santa suit is Pimp Daddy Santa. You know, I think that Santas need to be encompassed for everybody. There's Santas for the kids, and then there's Santas for the adults.
We are the Bronco Santas, representing Bronco spirit.
And a little different, a little make spin our,
make
on
the fans proud.
Sort of a Rasta Santa thing going on here. The standard suit with long hair down to my waist and beard and some Mardi Gras beads.
Oh, this is built on pure speed right here. You know, I got the aerodynamics in the pants just to kind of accommodate the extra weight on top. And, of course, you got to look festive with the extra green garland and the nice little lights around the belt.
Most of the Santas are from Summit County communities, but there are participants from across the U.S. and at least a couple of different countries in attendance. Breckenridge Mayor John Warner is taking part, and he's pleased with the turnout.
All of a sudden, we've got tons of people up here. Last year was like 150. We've got maybe 300 Santas, so it's doubled almost this year. And the money goes for an organization that buys gifts for young children that can't afford Christmas. So it's a cool deal.
The race itself is more a sprint than a marathon. Actually, for most, it's not so much a race as a five-block stroll through downtown. But while there are no need for serious preparation, the Santas plot many different strategies.
I'm measuring up everybody as we stand here now to see what my competition's like, but I'll probably just go ahead and maybe ditch the jacket as well as the hat just for speed.
Some will be racing, some will be hobbling. Some will be taking their time. I'll be taking my time.
Try to go really fast at the beginning, but then with the altitude, it doesn't last too long.
Oh, it's serious out there. There's a lot of elbows, chains, spikes. It's going to be crazy. I'm ready for it, though. I got armor. I'm ready to rock and roll.
My strategy is to come in last, and I think I have a really good shot at that.
And there's hot chocolate at the end, I heard, so that's what I'm going for.
All right, Santas, are we all mobbed together here on Main Street?
A group of children, the reindeer, get a head start of about a minute or so, and then it's time for the main event. And they're off. The crowd of Santas, along with various family members and pets, make their way through the course. Those who are serious about running the race need only a couple of short minutes to cross the finish line, and the last Santa comes in about 10 minutes later.
How's the course, Santas? Some Santas are out of breath. What are they used to doing without their reindeer pulling them?
The staff takes some time to sort out the order of finishers before announcing the winners in each category. The women's winner is one of the Bronco Santas. For her efforts, Breckenridge resident Kyle Armstrong receives a decorated Uller helmet, Uller being the Norse god of snow.
They're little carolers and Christmas lights, and there's a skier in the back, a skiing Santa, so it's pretty cute.
Armstrong plans to be back next year. Her advice for her fellow Santas?
Get in the front and use your elbows.
David Fender, Colorado Public Radio News.